Hello, thanks for tuning in. This is About Regional, a new place for the stories of southeast New South Wales. My name's Ian Campbell. Some school holiday listening for you today. During Local Government Week recently, Yirrabadella Shire Council made space for the youth of the Shire. Senior students from Carroll College and St Peter's Anglican College at Browlea, as well as Batemans Bay High School, were given time to address Council, including Mayor Liz Innes and Deputy Mayor Anthony Main. One of the Shire's federal MPs was also taking notes, Member for Gilmore Anne Sudmalis. Courtney Fryer from Carroll College used the opportunity to advocate for young people living with physical and mental disabilities. Harrison O'Keefe from Batemans Bay High School made a great point around youth engagement. Show them what they're missing out on, Harrison told Council. He's also got a great idea to do just that. While Pippi Sparius from St Peter's presented some surprising stats around teenage pregnancy in the Yirrabadella. Keen to give the students a real council meeting experience, Councillor Innes was watching the clock, with Courtney, Harrison and Pippi given 5 minutes each. Your time starts now.
Hi there, thank you for that. So my name is Courtney Fryer and the topic today I'm discussing is disability. Now I'd like to ask you to close your eyes. Just for a moment. Take that moment and think back to earlier today, yesterday evening, and 2 weeks ago. Reflect upon the things you did. I imagine they're all quite similar. You may have read a book, made yourself something to eat or drink, possibly started the assignment or homework that's due in 2 days' time. These tasks, they are so mundane and they are so simple. They're probably routine to you now. Reading the instructions on the back of a manual, pulling the shirt over your head, tying your shoelaces, getting out of bed each morning. Each and every day, our minds and bodies accomplish these tasks with ease, with little thought or question. I'd like you to think back once more, even to the last thing you did today, except things are a little different. You are no longer a completely able-bodied individual without restrictions, but now an individual living with a disability. Perhaps you have a mental disability that impairs your ability to read or write. You may be missing a limb, an arm or a leg. Maybe you're blind or deaf. These mundane, everyday tasks of dressing yourself, making a meal, doing your schoolwork. How long does it take you now? Do they come with ease or now with struggle? Are you frustrated? Are you angry? Do you feel useless? What you should be able to do yourself now requires someone else's help. This is just some insight to the lives of the people that live with a disability, the challenges they face each and every day. But we have to remember, having a disability does not make an individual any less. A disability is not an inability. Sometimes it just means they have to live life a little different to us. But every now and then, we forget to look beyond the ease and comforts of our own lives. We, the Yirrabadella Shire, are a population of roughly 37,000 people. Now in our population, there are people who have disabilities. I go to school with them, you most likely work with them, you'll see them in the gym, you'll see them in the cafe you like to go to. These are individuals with physical disabilities, mental disabilities, sometimes even both. I go to Carroll College. We make up about 500 students. The ratio between teachers and students is quite different. Now at our school, we do have students with disabilities, both that are physical, mental, and sometimes they have them at the same time. Students such as myself, who does not have a disability, I imagine can already be quite the handful to some of my teachers. But those students who may have disabilities, while it is not always their fault, may also be a handful. And sometimes our teachers, as great and strong, as willful as they are, sometimes aren't equipped as enough as they should be. Not only Carroll College, but the other schools in our area, such as Batemans Bay High or Narooma High, can offer more support to struggling students. We all have students with disabilities, but sometimes we do not offer enough to them. Schools with the support from the council can offer more programs and more supports to help these students, more teachers to take to more people in our schools to take their time to help these students that are struggling, take them out from just the general learning and focus solely on them. I know there are many programs available to them, such as NDIS, which offers support to Australians with disabilities. But I think we can do more. In our area, we have a youth cafe which takes youths off our streets to do activities, which keeps them safe and gives them something to do. But youth cafes are funded, while greatly, probably not enough to support students with disabilities or individuals with disabilities. I think we need to create or offer more programs such as the youth cafes, which targets individuals with disabilities. If we employ individuals in our schools, for our curriculum to help students with disabilities, not only does that improve their well-being and their overall life, but that also creates employment opportunities, which then can be passed on to other people who wish for the same life skills. We are a small, tight-knit and close community. We share this great land together, living in the space together, sharing our lives, both the positive and the negatives. And as a small community, we have to work together to assist in making sure the lives of the people around us, people with these mental and physical disabilities, are able to live as easily and as normal as possible. Public speaking in front of a crowd, it is never easy. But today, with such welcoming hosts and a welcoming crowd, I have been given the opportunity to speak about disabilities, about people who have disabilities. It is a difficult topic and it is difficult to understand, but we mustn't shy away from the topic. We have to continue to strive forward to help these people. As a community, we must work together and continue to work together. Today, as I speak to you, I do not just represent myself, but those who feel the same way and those who have disabilities.
Hello, I'm Harry. I'd like to thank you all for assembling here today at the Yirrabadella Council Chambers to hopefully hear some fresh ideas from the local youth on how to help the local youth. Well, I'm not here to waste time. I live in Moore Bay. I've attended Bowmans Bay High for 3 years after a year at Carroll College. I consider myself to be very lucky, as I love living in this area. I love surfing and spend a lot of time in the water and looking for the best waves. I also love sports like basketball and touch footy and enjoy the active lifestyle. At school, I take up most opportunities on offer, from sporting, drama, leadership and even academic. I also work two jobs in the local Bay community and find the people here very friendly. I'm also very aware of the problems faced by the youth in this community, as I have witnessed firsthand some of my friends and peer group succumb to the peer pressure and spiral into the cycle of smoking, illegal drugs, and or binge drinking. This has resulted in disengagement from school, poor health, and isolation from family members and friends. I can see how this finally leads to mental health problems and, without intervention, continuous vicious cycle of antisocial behaviour. I have researched the facts regarding the 15% of disengaged Yirrabadella youth, and I believe that the council has delivered a good youth action plan over 2016 to 2017. I believe your plan is on the right track and demonstrates concrete programs that educate and help youth that are experiencing hardship in their family circumstances. I would like to propose that a boosted continuation of this plan occurs over the next few years, with special attention given to working in collaboration with Bowmans Bay High School's wellbeing faculty and its feeder schools. This should also involve the wider community, especially the sporting, recreational and fitness outlets. I also propose that the method for communicating these programs needs to be updated to what 94% of all youth in this area have, and of course, that's the mobile phone. Imagine an app created by the youth for the youth of the area. An app that is free to download and gives students all the information and updates on what is available to them and what is happening in this area. The Missing Link app that I call eYama, or Yirrabadella Youth Activities Mobile App, can supply all the information that is usually given in the newsletter regarding up and coming events, as well as resources and programs that are being run for the youth in the area. Recreational and sport committees could use it to advertise registration times and game locations, and even transport details of problems. That would be very useful to easily communicate to the masses, as the message is sent straight to the source. Recreational businesses could advertise discounts to the groups of youth and in turn create increased engagement in the business community and even maximise their income. Imagine a community cinema that advertised a teen movie marathon and teamed up with a local eatery or restaurant that stayed open longer than 9:30 p.m. to provide a cheap meal and movie deal for youth under 17. This could be complemented with a community courtesy bus trip home. The programs like Rage and Love Bites that the council delivers to local schools, they're very useful education programs for the students involved and should be continued to increase their effectiveness. The problems with these programs is the lack of follow-up or the link to online resources where students can engage with follow-up activities. The lack of follow-up or link to online resources where students can engage with professional organisations like Reach Out, Beyond Blue, Headspace and other local health organisations. The eYama app would advertise these programs and list all the follow-up agencies that might be needed for further advice and referrals. The local police, ambulance and health services might utilise the app to advertise education services or advice on certain risk-taking behaviour that are prominent in certain groups and the action they'll take if people are caught. Drug and alcohol information and helplines could also be included to help youth who are too afraid to make the call or seek help independently. Finally, the app could be used to advertise local jobs for local youth so they can have the opportunity to apply for part-time and casual work and become more financially independent as well as learning heaps of new skills. There will always be some youth disengagement in every community, no matter what resources are put in front of them, but I believe the best way to fight disengagement is to show what they are missing out on. The eYama app is a great way to lower these barriers as all youth are fully engaged in their mobile phones. My name is Harry O'Keefe and I'd like to thank you all for listening to my ideas today.
Thank you. So my name is Pippi Sparrows and today I'll be talking about the topic of teenage pregnancy. I, as a young woman myself, personally know 5 teenage girls aged 15 to 18 who currently mother children, one of whom is pregnant with her second child. I've personally seen the ways in which families can be broken apart and the physical, psychological and financial strain these young women now face on a daily basis. Teenage pregnancy is an issue that has widespread implications for all parties involved, and it is particularly prevalent in our local community. I wish to implore council to shine light on this issue locally. Pregnancy is an extraordinary time in a woman's life that should be beautiful and empowering. However, unfortunately, due to the circumstance and stigma, that is rarely the case for many teenage mothers. Young parents face the challenge of meeting not only their own developmental needs at a time of significant growth, but also the needs of their children. Parenting exposes these youth to significant life changes that threaten their ability to achieve their full potential. Teenage parenthood is associated with a number of adversities. For example, it is more likely to occur for young people from a low socioeconomic background who are underachieving in their education, who misuse drugs and/or alcohol, or who engage in antisocial behaviours. In turn, young parenthood can act to further entrench some of these problems and perpetuate a cycle of disadvantage for both the young parent and their child that sadly can become generational. Additionally, young parents face the substantial social stigma. Unfortunately, only one out of every 5 teenage mother receives any support from the child's father, and about 80% end up on welfare. In fact, half of all current welfare recipients had their first child as a teenager, which I find is a very large statistic. In the Yoruba Dala, the percentage of mothers who are teenagers has remained steady at around 7% over the last decade, against a decreasing New South Wales average of 2.7% in 2014. The decline in teenage pregnancies across the state has been attributed to the increasing popularity and accessibility of long-term contraception, including hormone-releasing devices implanted in the body that can provide up to 5 years' protection. In order to lower the statistic in the Yoruba Dala, I feel it is vital that we better educate young women on contraception and their options. I strongly believe that we need to be making these forms of contraception more easily accessible to young people and informing them about the availability and easy access to sexual health care in our local community. Upon researching, I found very little information on the issues pertaining to teenage pregnancy or support for teenage mothers in the Yoruba Shire. In August 2016, the Yoruba Dala Youth Committee recognised this issue as important and raise money to fund new training resources to help young mums. It's paramount that we keep raising and spending more money on initiatives like this that prove to be very beneficial in educating young mothers, and that we don't allow them to slip through the system. There are many ways in which we can address and tackle this multifaceted issue, starting with implementing better support networking for young mothers in our community. I implore Council to liaise with local schools to discuss better education on contraception and putting pressure on the continuation of schooling for young mothers. The challenge for our community, for our policymakers, and for our council is to decrease the number of unplanned teenage pregnancies through better education and create a range of supports that respond to the needs of both young parents and their children. Thank you.
Pippi Sparius from St Peter's Anglican College ending the recent youth forum hosted by Yorubadella Shire Council. You also heard from Courtney Fryer from Carroll College and Harrison O'Keefe from Batemans Bay High. You'll find links in the show notes to a bunch of youth services in the Yorubadella, as well as more info on the Shire's popular youth cafes at Naruma and Batemans Bay. About Regional is a new place for the stories of Southeast New South Wales and is supported by the financial contributions of members, including Jill Howell, Max Wilson, Sue McKinnon, Jeff Berry, and Four Winds at Bermagui, who've just released their program for next Easter's festival. 60 artists, 10 ensembles, 26 performances, 10 stunning locations over 5 days, starting in late March 2018. Early bird tickets are on sale now. There's a link in the show notes or head to the Four Winds website. You'll find more stories from the Yorubadella, Bega Valley and Snowy Monaro on the About Regional website and Facebook page. My name's Ian Campbell. See you out and about in Southeast New South Wales. Thanks for tuning in.